USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Tropical storm Idalia isn't ready to head out to sea just yet. Parts of eastern North Carolina are experiencing flash floods, and the South Santee River is under a tropical storm warning all the way to the North Carolina-Virginia state line. Idalia is expected to move out into the Atlantic Ocean later today. Former President Donald Trump is being accused of greatly overstating his net worth on financial disclosure forms. Scott Pringle has more.
New York Attorney General Letitia James filed court papers Wednesday alleging that Trump's net worth was between $800 million and $2.2 billion less each year for a decade. This is part of a civil lawsuit where James argues that because Trump allegedly lied on financial forms, the Trump Organization got better loans. James is seeking sanctions that would hurt the Trump Organization's operations in the state. Trump has called the case a witch hunt. A trial is set for October.
The second longest sentence related to the attack on the U.S. Capitol has been handed out. Former Proud Boys leader Joseph Biggs was sentenced to 17 years in federal prison today. Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rose was issued an 18-year sentence in May. Visa and MasterCard are planning to increase fees that many merchants pay when they accept customers' credit cards.
Credit card fee increases are scheduled to start in October and April, according to the Wall Street Journal. Many of the increases are for online purchases. The changes could result in merchants paying an additional $502 million annually in fees. Increases in network fees will make up a little more than half of the revenue. The rest will come from increases in interchange fees, also called swipe fees. Merchants pay these fees when shoppers pay via credit card. Visa, MasterCard, and big banks have said that the fees help cover the costs related to fraud prevention and innovation, while banks often use the money from interchange fees to fund credit card rewards programs.
That's Aaron Riel reporting. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At least 73 people, including more than half a dozen children, are dead after a fire swept through a building in South Africa. Emergency services officials in Johannesburg say 52 people were injured in what they're calling one of the country's worst tragedies in recent memory. The Department of Health and Human Services is recommending that the DEA ease government restrictions on marijuana. 40 states allow the use of marijuana in some form, but on the federal level, it's still considered a Schedule I drug, along with the likes of LSD and heroin. Rudy Giuliani goes to trial for his interference in the Georgia election in 2020.
Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss sued Giuliani over his claims at the time that the two helped commit election fraud in the 2020 election. The former Trump attorney failed to comply with demands for documents and other evidence sought in the case and was ordered to pay damages. A trial will determine how much Giuliani will have to pay. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen is issuing an executive order to establish a Women's Bill of Rights. The measure would declare a biological definition of female and male, as well as detail the difference between the sexes. The order would also declare the sex of a person will be defined as the gender designated at birth. The executive order says the clarifications are necessary because of court rulings that have resulted in endangerment of single-sex species. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's